Hey everybody, your favorite podcast is back. It's Usually Black and White with Nicole
and Sharita.
And we got a lot to say, so grab your glass and let's go.
Let's go. Hi friend, it's been so long since we've done this.
I know, I'm a grown up with a laptop again.
Look at you doing big things out here, aren't you?
Yeah, that's how I do it.
Yeah, for those of you who didn't know, we haven't done this in a while because my good friend Nicole poured some, coffee or wine or some water, I think it was.
Water.
See, that's what happens when you drink water.
I wasn't even drinking.
On her laptop, so we have not been able to podcast because when we're together, we laugh so hard that, you know, the recordings don't come out very well. So you miss a lot of what we say. So we just decided to wait until she got another laptop and was able to do it this way. So welcome back, friends. We're so glad that you're joining us. We've missed you. We've had so much to say. So should we just dive in?
Dive head first.
Okay. I almost don't even know where to get started. We had such a good flow before. So let's start with some things that I saw in just around interwebs and stuff. So this first one that I saw actually kind of resonates with me because I've got a friend who's kind of going through things with a blended family situation. And she's kind of in an area where the kids are super duper teens turning into young adults. And I don't want to say that the respect isn't there. Well, I kind of do want to say that the respect isn't there, but there's a clear difference between bio family and bio mom and stepmom, right?
Right.
And we had a long conversation about it. And I saw this post secret and I thought that it was so good to talk about and touch because both of us are in set situations where there's a step parent involved, right? So my husband is my daughter's stepfather. And then same with you, your husband is your daughter's, both of your daughter's stepfather. So this says, this whole secret says, good stepmoms work really hard to love and tend to kids who sometimes don't like them. Stepmoms are revolutionizing love. Please thank them sometimes. It's a hard role. So I agree with that. But obviously, we want to extend that to fathers, because I know you and I both have two stand up guys who really love our children like they are their bio children. Right. And I guess me coming from this side of it, I get it. But it's not really something I thought about because it was such an easy transition for us. My daughter, she does have both fathers, her bio dad and her stepfather, and it was a pretty seamless transition. You know what I mean? She was young, and so my husband just became a part of her family, no issues. My kid, she's very, I want to say she's respectful, but not to say that other kids aren't. It's just who she is and just her vibe and everything. She's just who she is who she is. If she were anybody else, we probably could have had problems, but she just is just not that kid. You know what I mean? And not in a, ooh, she's so great type of way. It's just, you know her. She's just like that. And so I never thought about it until really talking through it with my friend who's going through this right now. So her family is, she's been around forever too, kind of like us, but now there's that, you know, distinction. But separate from that, I think that most of the issue that she's going through is with her stepkids, it's two completely different households. Like they parent completely different. And one household is more of the, I'm your friend, you're going to do you. So you just do you. If you bump your head, you bump your head. And then her household is more of, no, these are your expectations. And this is what's going to make you a good human. And I'm setting you up for a life, a normal life, you know, where you can be a normal part of society.
Right.
So I was thinking through that and I was thinking, I get why, not excusing it, but I understand why that would be confusing for a child who is learning who they are. You know, how all kids start to go through maybe the back talk or the, you know, I know more than you type of thing. I get how that can be confusing to the little, right? And I also get her side, like, dude, I've loved you all this time and I've been good to you. I don't deserve this. You know, like, what am I even doing here? Type of thing.
Right.
Right. So I get that side. I get both sides, but I just thought that this would be a good discussion. And maybe you can tell us as well about, you know, your experiences with it, because you've got two daughters and two different personalities too. So have you had any type of issues, or what can you speak to?
I would say, I feel like it really just depends on the child, and it may not even be because she's the step parent. So when my husband came into our lives, my daughters are 10 years apart. So it was an easy transition for my youngest because she was going on 3 years old, and he's all she's ever known. My oldest was already 12, so preteen, haven't had anybody around, don't need you either. Still was respectful, but never really was looking for that connection or needed that connection because she had already gone so long, I think, without it. It was just she was cool with that. Like she wasn't, and I don't know, that's just the feeling I get from how things went. They've always gotten along, but she was already in a space where she was like a teenager, and that's not what she was looking for, I guess. But you know, I also grew up with a step parent in the home as well. And I've also, you know, not actually wasn't married, but still was sort of stepmom to my ex's children because they were in our home. You know, his daughter called me her stepmom. And so I've kind of been there on all different sides. And I really think it just boils down to the kids. And it's hard when you do have two different dynamics and you have expectations that they don't have in the other household. Children are very good at, if this is where I want to be at this moment, I'm going to play parents against each other because I need the person that is giving me what I want so that I can still get what I want. But also, in the same sense, when it came, we're not there yet with my youngest. She's just starting to go into the preteen years. But when my oldest was going through her teenage years and her rough times, it wasn't her stepdad that was getting the disrespect. It was me. And she's my own child. And I've always been a good mother to her. And, you know, we've had our things in life. Everybody does, and no parent's perfect. But she's always been very well taken care of and provided for. And so I was in that space of how dare you treat me like that? And I'm the biological mom. So I think what it really boils down to is every child is different. Everybody's got their personality. Different things come into play, especially when having two different households and the kid, you know, being confused as to like, I'm having so much fun over here. Why are you expecting this out of me over here? And when there's no good co-parenting where everybody's kind of on the same page when it comes to the kids, you're just going to have that. So I feel that it would just be, you know, you're just going to have to demand the respect that you does do these children live with them full time or is this shared custody?
It's shared custody, but it's kind of a longer situation. I hope I'm speaking to this correctly. I think that it's like every 2 weeks, but for like a long week. You know what I mean? So like 2 weeks and then they have a week and then next 2 weeks type of situation,
That's so
which
hard because you know the children are in one space for 2 weeks or a week, and then you go to another space. So once you've implemented things, it doesn't stick because then they're bouncing back and forth to these different environments. So I would say this is a point where the bio because the mom's the step parent, correct?
No. Yeah, yes.
Yeah. So I think this is a conversation for her and her husband. And her husband needs to step in and put his foot down and say, if you're in my home, this is what we're going to allow because
So they
it's
do. Yeah. So that's very true. And she said that she feels like almost like a prisoner in her own home, because it is a point of contention. Like dad says, You need to be respectful. These are the rules, and they are on the same page. Friend, like stepmom and man are they are on the same page. So it
Right.
is a joint thing, but the disrespect is like it's like little comments here and there, but mostly it's like silent treatment or I'm not talking to you type of thing, or don't touch me, or you know, I'm gonna do little not pick that up because I know it's gonna annoy you type of thing. So he does support. And the kind of the issue is that they are the parents that they have the rules and all of that. So there's already that issue with come over here to all these rules. But now you're like they take it out more on her, I think, because she is the bio mom and because she a lot of times the bio parent doesn't like what I want to say, they don't discipline like, or I don't know if I even said that right. The step parent doesn't feel like they can discipline like the bio parent can, right? Because there's that fine line of don't do that to my child, don't hit my child, don't touch my child, don't speak like that to my child type of thing, even though they're all supposed to be four equal parents, right? But for her, she says she feels like she's a prisoner in her own home. Like there's just a different vibe when the kids are there because, you know, one, there's two kids. One is she's super like cool, easy. They get along. They've got their things, but I think it's like a normal thing. She's like senior, junior, senior in high school. You know, she's cool. And they're kind of a lot of alike, right? But then the boy is, I think he's like a freshman this year. So, you know, coming into who he is and he's just difficult. And from what I can tell, it seems like a difficult, like it's a normal type of difficult for that age. But a lot of it is like aimed towards her, right? So, like, she'll come in the house and she'll give everybody a hug. Everybody's happy to see her. And he's more like a little bit of a hug. Or he'll go to his room when she comes home. And then when she goes to bed, he comes down. You know what I mean? It's kind of like a secluding her. You know, it's just, I don't know. I hope I'm doing a good job of explaining it. I know she's going to listen to this. She knows I'm going to chat about it. But it's just it's really hard for her because also both sides have an additional child. So they were the only ones, and then both parents are in these other relationships, and now there's a little on both sides. And I think they're the same age. They're both like little 5-year-olds, 6-year-olds, 7-year-olds, right? And so she said that it's also difficult for her because in her house, she's no nonsense. So for her 7-year-old, how, you know, she's like, no, you put your dishes away. No, you do this. You there?
Yes. Can you see me and hear
Oh,
me?
yeah. Yeah. Okay. So I don't know where we got. Sorry, guys, we got disconnected for a second there. Oh, so I was saying that, like, with her kid, you know, she's, I don't want to say a strict parent, but she's a parent that has, you know, rules. And so she's parenting her, you know, her kid. No, you can't put that there. It's time for bed. Or, you know, but she can't really do that with the other two because she was like, I love them so much. And we only get this amount of time with them. And I don't want to spend it like yelling, do your homework, do this, do that, do this. She goes, but, you know, I have to make it equal between the two. But I also don't want to say anything to like start a fight. You know, like I'll tell my kid, go put this away, but I can't tell this kid, go put this away because then he's going to get an attitude or she's going to get an attitude. And now it's a thing. And now I've lost all this time with these kids that I do love. So do you have any like advice for her? Because something that I told her, I was like when the kids are there on the weekend, she said that she feels like a hostage, like she doesn't even enjoy her weekends. So I said, well, take a weekend, go to a hotel, go to a friend's house, go do something. And then maybe like they'll also miss you. You know what I mean? Like, as the mom in that home, you know, she does the mom things like the give me a hug or let's go do this as a family. Like, husband is very present, don't get me wrong, but it's always her idea, like these family things, like let's go do these things, you know? I was like, maybe they'll miss that. You know, maybe something like that, because especially like you shouldn't feel like a prisoner in your own home, and it does suck, and She's just not in a good place with it, and she just needs some advice. What would you do, friend?
Well, it's hard. My experiences are with my own biological child, but I would separate myself, and I have from my own kid. And we had to go through therapy, and I had to learn that in therapy that a lot of the things that she was doing at that time was to get a reaction out of me and to see how upset she could get me. And, eventually what worked, but it was very hard and it took a very long time, was to just ignore it. She don't want to pick up her clothes, whatever. Just leave them there. But also now when she comes to me and says, "Can I have this or that?" No, you cannot because you did not pick up your clothes. And whatever the situation would be, if she had a moment where she was making the entire house miserable, everyone in the house would leave and go do something and leave her there by herself.
Okay,
Because
I
I'm
like
not
that.
going to sit here and spend my time miserable in my own home that I pay for a child. So I think that it would also, what I think that you're saying is a good suggestion. And if the children can't, or the child, if it's just one child that is mostly the issue, cannot show respect, and then those things eventually don't work. If it were me, and everyone's different, I would come to a point where I would have to say to my husband, "Your weekend with this child is just going to have to be your weekend because I'm not doing this no more." And it just is what it is. I love your kid. I'm here to support, but I'm not going to be treated like this. And I will go do something on my own at those times, and you can have your moment with your child. And that's just what it's going to have to be. And, eventually maybe that'll change some things and maybe it won't. And the unfortunate thing is sometimes things get better. Sometimes kids learn from stuff, and sometimes that's just the child's personality, and they're never gonna fuck with you. And that's just how it is. So I mean, I still have my own situation going on with my child from time to time, and my child is now 22 years old. So there's no like right or wrong. Every situation's different. Every person is different, and how people want to handle it is up to them. But there's also no reason for you to feel that way in your own home. And I'd just remove myself from it from time to time. Because she's going to drive herself crazy trying to force something if it's not there. And it's best to just do you and let it eventually come. That's what I had to learn. That's the only thing that helped me get through it. I mean, we went through a lot.
It stinks because that's where she is kind of, and it's starting to interfere, or she's afraid that it'll interfere with her relationship because
Absolutely.
she doesn't want to wash her hands of it, but she does want to at the same time. So she feels like a bad person, a bad partner, a bad mom. But she was like, I feel this way, but I don't expect him to co-sign that. Like, I don't expect him, because she wants to be like, he can't come over here anymore. Because not only is he like treating her bad, but like also like the joint child, the smaller one. And she was like, that's not fair. And I don't know what to do. And, it's just, it's a stinky situation. I hope that they can get past this, because she's just like, I don't, like, this is the way I feel, but I don't expect you to not have your kid. Like, I would never say to you, your kid can't come over here. That's your child.
I think it would be a really good idea if they're not already there, I don't know, for her and her husband to go to therapy together and get some insight from an outside source on how to make this work and keep the relationship strong at the same time, because something has to be done or it will affect their relationship. That's just how it goes.
And I feel like this is like their thing. I feel like all relationships have a something that happened that you have to navigate through and figure out and work hard together, right? And you can't give up. You just take it day by day and keep going. And I almost feel like that's just what she needs to hear. Like, this is your test. This is your war to fight through and to win. And I wish I would have thought of that, because that's some really good advice and a good analogy right there. And I wish I would have thought about that when we were talking about this. So anyway, I think we can leave that there. I think that was a good discussion, right? All right. I did not watch The Ultimatum or anything yet. As you know, my mom came yesterday and it's just been crazy. So let's move on to something else. Here's one kind of along those lines a little bit. My daughter has taken to aggressively name calling me a fool and a jerk. I'm heartbroken. She was always my sweet girl. Outside of looking for a therapist, which I'm doing, how would you handle or discipline this? You.
You want me to say? Because I'll slap her ass. I sure would. I'm all about slapping a girl in the mouth if she's talking to you like that.
Yeah, I
Sorry.
feel you. I feel you.
I
Sorry, not
would. I mean,
sorry.
if my child is, a teenager and in my face calling me names, it still ain't gonna work, but I would slap her because I'd be mad. But it's still gonna do it. I mean, it goes back to what I said. I went through that with my daughter, and I'll just leave you. I'm not helping you with nothing. I'm not doing nothing for you. I'm gonna just let you do what you want. Act a damn fool if you want to act a damn fool. And then when you come to me needing something, sorry, I don't got it for you. I mean, there's only so much you can do because when there is a child who is that combative and strong-willed, it doesn't matter what you do. They're gonna fight every single minute of it just to get their way, just to prove their point, and you're gonna drive yourself crazy. Crazy trying to make them fall in line with you. Some personalities are just strong like that. Like you can't, they can't be broken.
Oh, girl, God knew what he was doing when he gave me my kid because I would lose my mind. Like, y'all, I am not exaggerating. My kid is, for me, as close to perfect as you can get. I mean, she's just a really good kid. She's got her stuff, but she's just a good kid. And if she were like this, I would, so no, I'd probably be in jail somewhere, and not for beating her, but probably from putting her out. You know, like, I mean, I don't know. I don't know how I would react. But my first instinct would probably be to just backhand or like, who are you talking to type of thing. I know that that's bad,
Exactly.
but,
Yeah, not like beat them,
you
but
know,
hey, a
right.
good
But
slap
like,
across the face
what?
ain't never hurt nobody.
Right.
Humble you real quick.
So, yeah, like if she were to become aggressive and call me names like today, yeah, I'd be putting a stop to that right away. And I'm pretty no nonsense and, you know, direct with her and with everything. That's just who I am. So if she gets to be too bad, like, you got to go. You know, you got a whole father and a whole other household. Go see how wonderful life is over there with him. Not saying that it's bad, but it's not like over here.
Yeah.
So, you know, you do you. That's how I would have to be. I can't do it.
Yeah.
My patience and stuff is very small, very low tolerance for disrespect, for sure. All right, let's go to the next one. I thought this one was funny. My family would be horrified to know I'm involved with a black man, and my husband would be crazed. Me, I've never been happier.
I read that and I was like, you have a husband. I'm confused. So you have a boyfriend on the side?
Right, that's what I gather. She's got a husband, and then so it's a non-black woman, obviously.
Right.
Or yeah, what I think that's an obvious conclusion to come to, but obviously the husband is not black. So her
Okay.
family, well, yeah, so yeah, it's safe to say that she's not black. So she's married to a non-black man who has. There's some racism going there, or don't want them, you know, involved with black people. So her family would be horrified to know that she's involved with a black man. First, can we be horrified to know that you have a whole boyfriend on the side? Shouldn't that be?
Exactly what I was gonna say. They're not horrified that you're a cheater, just that the man you're cheating with is black, because
Is
that makes
black?
sense.
Right. And then so for her, she says, me, .. I've never been happier. Okay, and you know what? Let's take a step back because it's 2023 and I watch all the shows of polygamy and all that stuff. So, you know, maybe they have an open relationship. Maybe, you know, she is courting, you know, this man and he wasn't supposed to be black, but he is and she's happy. Like, let's take race out of it for 1 second. Why do you have a husband? I mean, a boyfriend. Why do you have a husband? If you know what I mean? If it's not like a joint situation type of thing, your first thing that you should be worried about is the fact that you have a side piece. What do they call a sneaky link? Right?
I
That's
never
that.
heard that before.
Yeah, girl, that's a new term. I learned that a little while ago.
Sneaky link. Okay.
A sneaky, I think there's like a whole song about it and stuff. Because at
Oh,
first, when I first heard it, I was like, oh, what?
man.
What is that? Okay. So, yeah, she has a whole boyfriend on the side. Now let's talk about the fact that he's black and everybody would be upset, but she's happy about it. Like,
Okay,
why,
so.
what, like, why are you, why have you never been happier? Because he's black? Like, what is he feeding you that's
It's not because he's black. It's because he's a boyfriend on the side and life ain't real with him.
right.
When you
Word.
got a side piece, that's not real shit. Your
Right.
person on the side is going to tell you everything you want to hear. They're always going to be excited to see you. You're not going to have arguments. They're going to give you whatever it is that you're looking for at that time because they don't spend 100% of the time with you. So your time with them is fun time.
And it's a plan. It's like, I'm gonna see you at this time. You know, like there's no
Right.
sitting down. What are we watching on Netflix? Where are we going for date night? Like, you got a plan in place. You get ready for the plan. You go do the plan. And then you go home to real life. Exactly. That's why you're happy, because you're getting the best of both worlds. You got your stability and maybe your family and all of that aspect. And then you got whatever you feel like you're missing from the relationship, the real relationship. I can't.
I feel like my IQ went down tremendously with her statement. I'm just like, this is probably some of the dumbest shit I've ever heard.
Yeah,
Right?
I kind of chuckled when I read it, because I was like, I don't know where to go with this. I don't know if I should be appalled about the black thing or the fact that you have a whole husband.
Right. She's
You know, and
a
what
mess.
are you happy about? Are you happy that you got a black man or that you got a sneaky link? Like, I keep saying sneaky link because
I
I
can't
like
do
it.
that one. I don't like it.
I like it. I feel
Sneaky
like I'm
link.
22. I feel like I'm your
Okay.
daughter right now.
Oh, Lord.
So let's just say, one, don't be a cheater, if unless, you know, that's y'all's thing, that's y'all's kink. Because like I said, and my husband would be crazed. Would he be crazed that you have a boyfriend or that you have a black boyfriend or both? You know what I mean? Like, there's not enough information, but
Where are they from? I want to know
I
that.
don't know. They don't usually, these are post secrets, so it's all like anonymous.
Interesting.
Yeah, interesting. Okay. Anyway, we can leave that one alone because that's going to give everybody a headache. So, any popular news or anything you want to talk about? We cannot talk about Love is Blind yet because I haven't watched the After the Altar, but seeing little sneak peeks on TikTok and trying to scroll past them. But I saw, like, what was that one's girl name? Blossom Rose. The one,
Bliss.
Bliss. Bliss. I saw them in like a fertility clinic or something like that. So obviously there's something going on there. So don't tell me. I'm going to watch. I'm going to. But
I
any
won't tell you.
popular news? I know you love the Kardashians. One of them's pregnant by a
I
dude with
love
a lot of
the
tattoos. I thought you did. You always talk about the
Kardashians.
Kardashians. I don't
But I
know.
don't like them.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, girl, I can't with no Kardashians. Okay, I don't have any like specific topic that I chose to talk about or any special news. I'm not really even a news person. I get most of my news from Facebook and my clients. So sad. But I never know what's happening in the world, like ever.
Yeah.
Who is this? I can't even
Oh
say it with a straight face.
my
This sexy red I keep seeing. This rapper that looks like a
God.
dude. Who is the dude they keep saying she looks like? Young, little somebody, young baby,
Oh.
little something Turk. I don't know. She don't look like she ain't sexy. I don't know what's happening with this thing.
Okay, so I don't know. I know who she is just because I saw like the same kind of thing that you saw, like she's not sexy, right? I
Yeah.
don't know who they compare her to. And, you know, I can't even begin to name any of these younger rappers nowadays. But I do remember thinking she's not sexy. And the outfit that I saw her in was, it was terrible, right? But one thing that I saw, I was reading the comments on it. And one thing I saw, which I could appreciate, was somebody had said, y'all just don't like the way she looks because she's not filled with like injections and implants and stuff. So I appreciated that because that is what we see. All of the beautiful women are BBL'd out and facelifts and, you know, all of that. I mean, but we can't take away from the fact that, in my opinion, she's just not it. And it's not that she's, I mean, it kind of is her face, but, and I mean that respectfully. I don't want to sound like a jerk because all people are beautiful.
Yes,
Y'all
they
should
are.
see it. Y'all should see Nicole's face right now. But like, I don't want to, like, there's a butt for every saddle, right? So somebody out there, clearly there are people who think that she's beautiful. But like, for me, it was the outfit and like she had on like this red, it was like pieces of cloth, like pieces of leather, like just put together in random places. That was the picture that I saw of her. I mean, she's, her look is not for me. That's what I'll say. But I
I've tried
did
to listen to one
appreciate
of her
that.
songs.
Yeah, I can, that's with most of these
I
songs
can't
nowadays,
listen to
though.
any of the new music. I saw
Yeah.
this thing about her, and it was like this thing going around where somebody was saying she looked like some dude rapper. I don't remember. I just remember seeing that. And then I saw her in a picture with Drake. And why
Oh.
does Drake look like everybody's auntie right now? Have you
Why?
seen him lately? He looks so like. That's what everybody's been calling him, Auntie Drake.
Really?
Yes, his braids, and he's been wearing baubles in them. And then,
Really?
yes,
Wow, I missed all that.
his little glasses, his big old cheesy smile. I'm like, I don't understand. So I don't know that whole picture. I was just like, this whole thing is weird. I didn't know if
So,
maybe you knew who she was.
no, like I said, I only knew that one thing, but let me Google Drake right now. Drake and Sexy Red. Well, she doesn't spell her name like you would think she would. Oh, okay. See, she's. Oh. Sorry, y'all. I don't got nothing to say. I was looking for something nice to say, and okay, subject. Anyway, I'll post that in the group so that y'all can see what we're looking at. So, anywho, what else you got, friend? Anything?
That's all I was thinking
I
about.
really wish that you watched Real Housewives. Okay. So I've got a situation, not a situation, but there's something that happened on. So Real Housewives of New York, right? It's a new cast this year. So it's all new women, which I am loving the season. It's pretty 50-50 on people either like it or you know, love it or hate it, right? I am in the love it. And okay, so there's this one girl ch chick named Erin. Okay. And Erin is married and she's been married for 10 years. Beautiful girl, right? So then in the bunch, there is this girl named Brynn. And she is also beautiful. And she they're all beautiful. Like, let's just face it. Every single one of them is gorgeous in their own way. So Brynn is like super single, super flirty, like sexy and I know it type of chick. I think she's an influencer or something. Yeah, she's a socialite. Okay. Beautiful chick. And she's known as being the flirt. She flirts, like one of the girls said, Brynn flirts when she orders a steak. Like it's just who she is all the time, right? And they all know this about her and all have commented before. So Erin has this big, like, vow renewal type thing for their 10th anniversary. And Brynn is off in the cut. There's probably 200 people in this building, right? Brynn is off in the cut doing her, or not Brynn, Erin is off in the cut doing her thing. And so husband Abe comes over to talk to the girls, right? The cast. And Bryn is like, hey, Abe, you guys are doing your, so at when they first got married, they didn't do vows, right? So that's what
Okay.
they were doing at this one.
Okay.
So they, because they were young, so they just didn't know to do it. So they didn't. So they're doing it tonight. So Bryn goes, hey, Abe, you guys didn't say your vows at your wedding? And he's like, no. He's like, so we're going to go ahead and do them tonight. And she's like, oh, so that means if you didn't do your vows and you're not really married, so like you can just get married to me. And your marriage doesn't count. And you know, he's just laughing. Everybody's laughing, you know, and she keeps going because she's getting the attention that she loves. And so she goes, or she's like, don't get up there and say, I, Abe, take thee, Bryn, you know, make it like a Ross and Rachel situation on Friends. And you know, everybody's laughing. And then she goes, when you guys get divorced, like call me, I'm available. And they're all laughing, and it is what it is. So then, cut to next morning, Aaron and Abe are sitting on the couch at home talking. And, you know, she was saying about how, like how nice it was and how great the party was. Everybody has so much fun, blah, blah, blah. So she's in a good mood. And so he's like, yeah. And Bryn, you know, she's so crazy. She said, you know, all of the things that I just told you that she said. And he's laughing while telling her. And she's looking like, that's like not funny. What did you say? And he was like, oh, I didn't say anything. You know, like she was joking. And she goes, well, did you laugh? And he was like, yeah, like it was funny. We were all laughing. And she goes, that's not funny. She goes, that is disrespectful to do. That is, that's not something that you ever say. You don't speak to somebody's husband that way. And you should not have even laughed about that. You should have checked her. And so then he kind of changed it, like, oh, yeah, you know, I guess I didn't think about it that way, blah, blah, blah. So if that were to happen to you, or even take yourself out of it, do you think that Bryn was that inappropriate?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah. I
Yeah.
mean, who even makes up jokes like that? You know, she's just a little thirst bucket and needs her 5 minutes of attention. And she knows damn well if they got divorced and he called her, she would answer the phone. That's what she was trying to tell him.
You think? So
Yeah.
for me,
People don't say that shit just to be funny. I mean, there was something behind that. That was a hint,
I
hint.
don't know that anything was behind that just because of who she is, but I'm not excusing it at all. Like, I'd be pissed. And I've heard so many podcasts and I've seen so many comments who say she was just joking. That's who Brent is. And I'm like, no, that's completely inappropriate, especially if. If Aaron was offended by it, right?
You know why that's who she is? Because she ain't came across the right bitch yet to put her back into who she need to be. That's why who she is.
Word. Because I was like, I mean, like you, I've been friends with you since forever, right?
Right.
Since middle school.
Yep.
And me and you would have an issue if you ever said anything like that to my husband. I don't care that we are like sisters, best friends, friends. It doesn't matter. That is extremely disrespectful, playing or not. Like, don't even play, because I would never play like that, like
Right.
with you. You know what I'm saying? And it just surprised me how many people are like, oh, that's just Brynn. She's just like that. She's not serious. Like, I don't care if you're serious. Don't play
Right.
like that. But I do feel like just knowing her and seeing her, I don't think she was serious, but that doesn't matter to me. Serious or not, it's all on the same scale for me. It's gross. It's gross. And at first you could tell that when he was laughing at her, he almost felt uncomfortable, but everybody around them was laughing. So then he felt like, okay, this is a joke. This is hilarious. It's all good. But then when he saw Aaron's reaction, you know, he was like, oh, okay. But then, you know, of course, later on, they are all together and they're talking about it. Everybody was sitting there was like, oh my God, why'd you take it so seriously? And I was just like, she is not wrong for this. She is a lot of things. Like, she's a lot. She's not somebody I like on the show. I like to hate watch her, but she's not wrong in this to me.
No, no. She's gonna meet the right one day, knock all them little jokes up right out of her.
Girl, because it's out. Even when I was watching it, I was like, oh, Like, oh my gosh, she about to get ripped on social media. They're about to cancel her. Girl, everybody was like, oh, it's not that big a deal. And I'm like, what?
You know
Meanwhile,
why
y'all
you're
married?
saying that? She's probably the character you're talking about, whoever she is. She's probably the hated one anyway. So that's why they're excusing this girl. If she was like the most loved character on the show, she wouldn't have gotten that to fly.
That's
Just
interesting.
like if you think of like, okay, Real Housewives of Atlanta, let's say Kenya said something like that to Candy's husband. You think you'd get the same reaction online?
Ooh, good
No, you wouldn't.
point.
Everybody'd be coming for
You think
Kenya.
Kenya is kind of bad though, because Kenya did do those things with Phaedra's husband. Remember Apollo
And
when she was
nobody
like, he's kind of
excused
fine.
it. I mean, everybody hated her for it.
Yep, still do.
Because Phaedra at the time was a liked character on the show. So that's what it boils down to. People just excuse
So
the behavior of the people they like.
I think you're on to something normally, but this cast is so new that there's really not a, this is only like third or fourth episode, so we really don't know. Like, I think everybody's kind of on the same page that we don't really vibe with Aaron, but I think everybody else we're still really getting to know. Okay. And then there was something on Real Housewives of Atlanta that I wanted to chat about. I know you don't watch that one either, but just to give you a little bit of synopsis and then your question, your view about it. So on Real Housewives of Atlanta, we have Drew Sidora and her husband, Ralph, right? So on this season, Sheree has a new friend of named Courtney. Okay. Courtney figured out that she is like cousins with Drew's husband, Ralph, right? So immediately, Drew and Courtney say that they're like cousins-in-law, right? But they just met. They just met. They don't really know each other. Just happened on this season. So fast forward all the way to the end. Now, Courtney is kind of a part of the group a little bit, and they're doing all these things together. And all of these things happen. But bottom line is that Courtney ended up calling Drew a bitch. And Drew was mad about it. And so she went to husband Ralph and was like, this is what happened. I'm into it with Courtney. And so he was like, what does that have to do with me? She's my cousin. And she was like, well, like from 5 minutes ago, like she's not your cousin that you grew up with. So he was like, but if that happened with you, what does that have to do with me? Like, why do I have to be mad at her? And so she said, if I'm rocking, you rolling. If you get into it with somebody, I'm not messing with them anymore. And it should be the same with me. And so he was like, but your beef with her has nothing to do with me. And so she was like, I can't understand that. Fast forward, they're divorcing now. But
Yes, they are.
he's always been a weird husband. But so that's my question to you, because I looked at my husband and I said, if I didn't get into it with your cousin, and I named one that he's pretty close to, like, what would you do? And he was like, well, I gotta roll with you. That's what you do. You take your wife first. And I was like, thanks, because that's how I roll too. If you're mad at somebody, then I'm not gonna disrespect you by continuing a relationship with them. You know what I mean? Like, what do you think about that? Do you think he's wrong, Ralph, husband Ralph?
Husband Ralph is the one that didn't take her back, right?
Yeah.
Like never back. I mean, he's wrong. And you've known that person for 5 seconds, blood or not. And even if you knew them longer, like you always take your significant other. Like we
Right or wrong.
collectively don't like you.
Right.
If
Or
my husband doesn't like you, we don't like you.
we don't like you. And like for me, like I understand not wanting to get into the middle of it, because it's like one of those things too where, like, when you get into it with your boyfriend and you tell your mom, and then you get back with your boyfriend, but now mom doesn't like him, right? Like, I understand that fine line too, especially if it really is family. Then I would be like, yo, cousin, you did this to my wife and she's not messing with you right now, so I love you, but like, we're not gonna be hanging out until y'all figure it out. Like, I gotta roll with my wife. Like, if it's really a cousin or a close friend or something like that, then have that conversation. Like, sorry, but I can't roll with you like that because I have to roll with my wife, because that's how it should be. But that also made me think of something that happened. I saw a post the other day with my friend, And she said something along those lines, like, if you get into it with, like, if there's a group of friends and you get into it with somebody in that group, like, I'm not going to take the side of anybody because we're all friends, right? And I can get with that. But at the same time, like, there was an actual instance with her where she got into it with a friend and, like, almost demanded that I, like, delete this person because I was friends with this person because of her. Only to find out, like, I don't know when I noticed it, but like maybe a year or so later, she's back friends with this person. But I had to X them out of my life for her. And typically I wouldn't do that, but the situation that happened was like somebody that I wouldn't want to be affiliated with anyway. So I was fine with it. You know what I mean? Like, I didn't really know them outside of this friend. But that's the same situation. Like, you demand that I be not be friends with this person anymore, but then you forgive them, and then I look like the asshole just sitting out here by myself, which is fine because, like I said, I didn't have a relationship with that person. But like, now can't be your friend because I deleted you over y'all's drama. So kind of weird, you know. I maybe it just depends on the relationship. Who it is, who the person is to you, and who that second person is, right? Yeah, it's a lot. It's a fine line, I guess.
Yeah, I've never demanded anybody quit being friends with anyone over beefs that I have with somebody. But I am the type of friend that if somebody like totally disrespects you, I hate them. I don't care if I'm friends with them or, just
It
acquaintances.
depends on what the situation is.
If it was two of my really, really good friends that had an issue with each other, I think that, and I had history and loyalty, almost evenly with both people, I think that I would stay out of it as far as like involving myself or picking a side. But the type of friend that I am, I would definitely, whoever I thought was in the wrong, I would tell them you're wrong. Like, you were wrong for what you did, and this is why so and so feels this way. I'm not going to get in the middle of it, but I'm letting you know you're wrong.
Same. So with that same scenario, I would definitely tell both parties how I felt, like if they were wrong or right, or I agree or disagree. And then I'd say, like, I know that y'all are not hanging out with each other, that y'all's friendship is pretty much done right now. I'm not going to not be the other person's friend, but I'm not going to talk to you or talk about you, about your situation, about this argument, unless I'm trying to bring things together. Like, if it's me and you and somebody else, then don't talk to me about Nicole. Don't talk to me about this person. Like, the situation, like, the friendship just has to be separate. And that's what it is. And if I'm in a position, like I'm having a party or I want to have a get together, I'm still inviting both of you. And you both can decide if you can exist in the same room together or you don't come because I'm not inviting, you know, the other person. I kind of have that right now with I've got a friend who doesn't really care for one of my friends. And so I still invite both of them. I'm not gonna pick a side, you know what I mean? And I mean, like, we're all adults. There's people you work with that you don't like. There's, you know, family members you may not jazz with, but you still have to coexist in the same space if you want to. So,
Yeah, I agree.
yeah.
But when it comes to your marriage, you rock with your spouse. It don't
No
none of that
matter
shit.
what. And I even agree with that over parents as well. I know that they are your parents, but your spouse comes first. You always take into consideration your parents, and as the child, it's up to you to navigate that relationship as best you can. And if it works, it works. If it doesn't, it doesn't. But it's not the other person's job to. And if those relationships don't work, then you choose your wife or your husband. That's just, it's what it is.
It is what it is.
It is what it is. All right, friends. So I know we both have things to do. I think that was a good first episode back. What do you think?
I think it was great. I've drank a whole Stanley and I've got to go to the bathroom.
All All right. Well, thank you guys for joining us. This will be a weekly podcast moving forward. So don't forget to rate, review, and subscribe. Go to our Facebook page and join our group. I'm going to do a lot better of posting things in there. And you got to step it up, friend.
I
You got to
got
be
added
posting some stuff.
yesterday.
I mean, true.
I
She,
got
her face, her Facebook page got hacked, so she's got a whole new Facebook, and I forgot all about it. So I'm just talking to her in this group, and
She's
she's
like,
not
you've been on the
responding.
page for 10 hours, and I'm gonna need you to step it up.
So join our Facebook group. It's usually black and white. Please message us anything, any discussions or anything that you want us to chat about. I think we are on Instagram and Twitter. I don't know, or what is it now? X.
I
Have
have
you
to remake
looked at
that
that
stuff
X?
too.
Oh, really? Oh,
All
okay.
that
Well, she's going
stuff,
to work on that. She's
yes.
got homework, y'all.
Ah.
But yeah, send us some topics. Even if you just send them to us through Facebook, or even on the page, if you don't mind, or if you don't care about people knowing who you are, look for us. Let's chat. I want to really make this a thing. Eventually, Nicole brought up us doing like a live YouTube channel to kind of talk to you guys. That'd be fun. Some of my favorite podcasters do that. So it's so
Then you
much
can see
fun
our
to watch
facial
them.
expressions.
Yeah, because Nicole's got some good
I've got some
ones.
good ones.
She really does, y'all. So share us, like us, share in the group. We should do another like giveaway too.
Yes,
Yeah,
let's
let's
do it.
think of some stuff and then try to give y'all some good stuff. All right, you guys. So thank you for listening. Hit us up. And we will talk to you next week.
Hey.
Bye.